The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. I'm just checking in. I hope the flight was okay. And Auntie Leslie picked you up at the airport, I know. And took you back to Lowestoft, so you can rest up there, mate, and she's very happy to have you for as long as it takes. Once again, you know, my cousin Andrew is so grateful that you donated your kidney, and I'm just sorry you had to fly to Angola to have the operation, but, you know, bloody NHS. I know you had to change at Lagos the evening of the operation, so you must be pretty groggy. But yeah, look, you're in safe hands. Auntie Leslie's delighted to have you, so I just hope you're settled in and rest up and do stay in contact. All right, thanks again. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'll keep this brief because I'm in quite a lot of pain still. I think the operation was quite successful, thankfully, but the hospital stay was sort of mercilessly short. I think I was out of the hospital within 3 hours of having my kidney removed. I'm not sure if this is standard practice or not. I just went with it. I didn't have any choice. I was back on the plane later that evening, as you say, changing at Lagos. Yeah, so I'm a bit tired now. Yes, Auntie Leslie picked me up, which was fine, but she hasn't said a word to me. She put me in the car, and I mean, she barely looked in my eye. I'm not sure. I've never met the woman, so I can't have upset her. Is she normally like this, or will she warm up? Anything I can do to help the situation? Anyway, Lowestoft is lovely, and her house is it's old, but it's comfortable. Thanks, mate. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, she's a bit of a dark marble, Auntie Leslie. Bit of a dark marble. Yeah, I've got mixed memories of our times there. We used to spend summers, every other summer we'd spend at Auntie Leslie's. She has her ways. In fact, the bed, I'd imagine
you're recovering in is the bed I lost my virginity on. Many moons ago. Yes, but look, just to reiterate, my cousin Michael is so grateful. I think he's going to write you a letter at some juncture. And yes, I know it's a bit of a thing to go to Lowestoft to recover, but I would have said you could have stayed here, but the spare room's got a grow room in it at the moment. They've got all sorts of, it's like a laboratory, you know, making their skunk. So that was a no-go, and I think it was probably too much to ask of Anne. But no, don't worry. Auntie Leslie, she's you'll find a rhythm with her, and yeah. But don't go in the cellar. Okay, mate. Stay in touch. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. still recouping and recovering in Lowestoft. Things haven't really improved with Auntie Leslie, I'll be honest with you. She brings me my food whilst I'm in bed, and she doesn't say a word. She just puts it down. I try and talk to her, but she won't speak to me. I don't know if I've upset her, but I can't have done, because I've never met her before. I don't know quite how to deal with this, to be honest with you. It's a little uncomfortable, but I'm very grateful for the bed, obviously, and the food, and the vitamins, whatever it is she's giving me. But no, she's not saying anything to me. She just gives me the food, goes, and then exactly half an hour later she comes back with the tray, and she's made it very clear that I'm to be finished eating by then. I received a letter from your cousin. He's very grateful, obviously, for the donation, and surprised to learn that he was in the he's in the blood diamond trade, which is not something I was aware of. Interesting. I can't walk at the moment, so no danger of me going into the cellar just yet, or at all, because you told me not to. But I'll keep you posted. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Well, that was quick. I didn't think the letter would... it was good. So, yeah, no, I've just come in some money, actually. I just got some premium bonds cashed, and I've been spending some time with Ophelia. She can't come over to my digs at the moment. There's not really enough height in my bedroom or any other room. So it's been good, but she's women. She's been draining me a bit. And look, don't worry about Auntie Leslie. She's just a very calm person. There have been some rumours, a lot of gossips in Lowestoft. Something happened years ago, a washed up fisherman, but it's all hearsay, and although the court case didn't think that, but I wouldn't worry about it. But if you do come across a bloke called Phil, give him a wide berth. I wonder if he's still working for Auntie Leslie. I don't know. Anyway. But good you're resting up, and be in touch. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye-bye. Morning, Roger. It's Brian. Nothing much. I just haven't heard from you for about 6 days now. It's unlike you. I'm sure everything's fine. I'll check in a bit later. All right. Cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye. Hello, Rog.
Brian, I spoke to Auntie Leslie earlier, and she said you're absolutely fine and recuperating very well, that you're back up on your feet, but you haven't left the room for 2 weeks, but you're on your feet, which is great. She said you're sleeping a lot in the day, so I don't want to disturb you, but maybe give me a call. Okay. All right, mate. And do steer clear of Phil if he's around. Yeah. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye. Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Look, mate. Can you give me a ring? Because I'm just beginning to. We're in 3 weeks now. Anne's been in contact. She's just wondering when you're going to get back. And Claire's been somehow contacted me. So I'm just juggling plates here a bit, mate. Can you just contact me in any way, shape or form? Auntie Leslie's being very vague. She just says that you're fine and happy, but just not wanting to speak to anyone. I don't know if that's true. Possibly she's confiscated your phone. It'd be quite in keeping with... Anyway, just give me a ring, because I'm beginning to feel the heat a bit. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. It's Roger. Look, I haven't been able to call because she took my phone away. I've been in the room for I don't even know how long. I don't know what day it is. I think she's been drugging me because I've been sleeping non-stop, and now she's moved me. She's moved me. She carried me out, and I don't know how she did that because I'm a big man. And she lifted me up and she carried me out of the room. And then she took me down the stairs and she blindfolded me. And she carried me down the stairs of the cellar. And she tied me up in there. And then later on, about 20 people came down into the cellar. I heard all of this. I couldn't see anything. And I know there were candles lit down there, and they started playing this peculiar music, and there was chanting, and I'm in pain because I've got no kidney. But I had my phone in my pocket, so I've given you a call. I managed to get out of the cellar and run up into the woods. And I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods. Right, Brian, I'm in the woods, Brian. I'm freezing cold. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, God. Also, mate, the money that you promised me for my kidney donation, is there any sign of that? Because I could really do with that. Really do with it. Anyway, I'm not making much sense. I'll call you when I get to a bus stop. Oh, okay, bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, whatever you do, hide. Phil, without question, will be after you, mate. And if he finds you, he's going to kill you. So whatever you do, just lay low and just keep running. Keep running, man. There's a harvester at the end of the River Waveney, which is on the A143. At the cross section. Meet me at the harvester. I borrowed Mohammed's Subaru. It's a souped up lime green Subaru, and I'll be in the car park waiting for you, mate, okay? So just get there as soon as you can. I haven't got your money, mate. Once I got the money for my cousin's, when I got Jeremy's money from him, I've spent it, mate. I've spent it on Ophelia. I'm so sorry. But I'll make it up to you, mate. I'm going to come and get you. Okay, so just head to the harvester. Hang in there. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm now by a dual carriageway by a sewage works. It stinks. Look, I'll meet you at the harvester, and I'm very grateful to you for coming. But I'm in my underwear, so I can't go in the harvester. So I'll hide in the woods and wait by the harvester. And when I seen the lime green Saburu arrive, I'll jump out of the trees and I'll come straight over to you. But I will be in my pants just so you don't get a fright. All right, mate. Thank you. Bye. Oh, hello, Brian. It's Roger. Also, just to let you know, could you bring a plaster, because the wound of my kidney seems to be opening up again. So, a little plaster would be probably quite helpful. And then, if you could just drive me straight to the hospital, because I am. I don't know what Auntie Leslie's been giving me, and I'm feeling rather weak. I'm not sure I'm healed 100%. Thank you.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Well done, mate. You found it. If you're near the sewage works, you're on the right track. So just stay hidden though, because Phil and his lot will. We'll be looking for you. Look, I'm stuck in traffic, actually. I'm in the Saburu, but I'm stuck in traffic just outside of Cambridge. So sit tight. You must be dying in this heat. Look, I haven't got a plaster, mate, but I've found a sock and some masking tape. And look, mate, we can't go to hospital. It's an insurance thing, so I'll just have to get you straight back to Anne's. But just sit tight, stay hidden, don't let anyone see you, and I'll pull up and get you back. All right, mate. See you soon. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.